None of you can see this, but towards drinking, like someone's gonna take it away from her.
I've had a rough day, okay? So I.
That's a perfect way to start a podcast. And I'm not even being sarcastic.
No,
I'm
this is
kind of
the.
jealous.
No, I'm telling you, we need to incorporate this. Or like some beers or whatever. Like, seriously, we need
Yeah.
to start a beer fund for the podcast,
No, this isn't Alcoholics Anonymous. This is Torrin Talks, and
because.
so can Drew. Just in case some of you were confused.
Hey, it's only alcoholism when you admit you have a problem.
Yeah.
Just saying.
There are way less alcoholics than according to that rule. There's a lot less.
That's the first step, and then you have a problem. So, this is not a problem. So,
That's the best way, but
yeah,
yes.
we cleared that
Yeah. In case you were wondering, you're not a wino until you admit
Yeah,
it, so.
exactly. Knowledge is half the battle.
Exactly. Now go play with matches. Anyway.
All right, so what are we getting into today?
What I wanted to talk about was the whole Jimmy Kimmel controversy that's been happening.
Which I'm excited about because for once I know nothing. I have been in a black hole.
So basically, Jimmy Kimmel did a segment on his show where basically he was talking shit about people that watch people play video games on YouTube, basically taking a shot at the Let's Play and just doing a joke about it. And because he played video games when he was a kid, Jimmy Kimmel, but it was like, at the arcade and stuff like that. So obviously, just the idea of watching other people play games is kind of ridiculous. But yeah, he just made a segment for making fun of that. And so many people commented on the video because, talk shows now put their stuff on their YouTube channel. Just tore him a new asshole and disliked the video and all that stuff. And just talked so much shit to him. And then he went back up and he's just like, well, shit, a lot of you guys seem really pissed off, so I'm gonna actually get Lex players to explain it to me and play games with them. And he got Markiplier, and I forget the other girl's name, but I don't know if you know who Markiplier is, but yeah.
Is he one of the ones that yell?
Oh, all of them yell, but yeah,
Yeah, I can't. I
he's like
can't
Asian.
stand that. Like I well, I'll get into that later, but
Yeah.
finish.
No, yeah, yeah, he's definitely he's basically like I want to say he's like as close to PewDiePie as you could get
I
in
was
Let's
just gonna
Play.
say that. Is he the PewDiePie of Let's Play World?
Yeah, I mean he's fairly successful. He's probably not as successful as somebody like Toby Turner, but I don't know if you know who he is, but yeah. He's let me just say he has millions of subs and millions of views on most of his videos. So yeah. But
I'm
yeah,
jelly.
so they did that to try to solve it. And the thing that pisses me off is I'm actually like the thing about it is Jimmy Kimmel, it's a joke. Like really? You're gonna get that butthurt gamers over a joke? I like watching Let's Plays and I wasn't offended when I saw it. I was like, huh, that's funny. It's like, okay, Jimmy Kimmel doesn't agree with me. Like, who actually, first off, not only was it comedy, but who gives a fuck? Who goes around and says, man, did you catch Kimmel last night? That was awesome. Nobody gave a fuck about his show before this. This is why he did it, so people would give a fuck. Because now more people wanted to watch everybody that left a negative comment from that segment watched when Markiplier came on. So he got even more views. So, you sit there and bitch about Kimmel as if like he's a horrible person or what? How could he like talk shit about it? But it's commercially successful. It worked. His goal pretty much worked.
But then again, too. He's a comedian. That's all they
Yeah.
talk about is successful things and trash
Yeah.
them. That is the
Yeah,
whole point of
exactly.
comedy. Nobody wants to hear comedy if you're talking about somebody that's horrible. Like, that's not funny.
Yeah, and even if he was serious, why the fuck do you give a
That's
fuck what
the whole
Jimmy
point
Kimmel
of
says?
comedy.
Yeah, exactly. I just
Well,
It's just like, out of all the people to get offended by making a statement of something you like, Jimmy Kimmel? Jimmy fucking Kimmel, the ex-host of The Man Show? Like, whoa. You know, I don't.
Well, I think it's twofold. This is what I think, just hearing it for the first time as an outsider. Well, I mean, I play games. Not as much as I used to, but I definitely would say that at one point in time, I was a gamer. And, I mean, I'll have to hear his bit, but I wouldn't find it offensive even if I heard it, you know.
Yeah.
Second, I feel it's twofold. Like you said, he was part of The Man Show. Like, I feel like certain people feel like they're their bros or their friends or something.
Yeah.
And so I feel like Jimmy Kimmel is one of those people that have that reputation. I think, like, Seth Rogen does too, in my opinion. Like, where people think, like, if you met this person in real life, like, yeah, we'd be friends and he's cool, like, whatever. He's down with our causes, whatever. And then he makes a joke and you're like, oh, that dude's like a total sellout, like, F him.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's kind of that going on. And it's like, dude, this dude's trying to make his money. Like, he doesn't give a shit about shit. Like, he doesn't. Sorry. Second, everybody is so serious now. Like, everybody takes everything to the effing grave.
They do.
Like, everybody is serious about everything. Everything is serious. Everything. Like, I am subscribed to, like, makeup, you know, like, makeup bloggers or, like, makeup YouTube people because I'm a girl. And, so I like that kind of stuff. I guess that's the only thing that I really like, because I don't watch anything else that's like that. Everything else I probably watch is like, yeah. Anywho, so in that community, this one guy talked about eyebrows, like how, you know, when people have the super thin, like, eyebrows, like, drawn on, like, Cholita style.
Uh-huh.
And talking about other people who had, like, the eraser eyebrows, and, like, you would not believe, like, the comments that people were like, oh my god, I can't believe this, I'm so offended, you shouldn't be talking about people. Like, first of all, that's his opinion. It's not a law, it's not a rule, it's not anything. If either you agree with it or you don't, but you don't have to, like, go on his page and, like, flame it up because you draw your eyebrows like that and he said that's not cute. Like, I feel like it's the same thing. It's just like everyone's just taking themselves way too seriously, and that's just eyebrows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, well, at least I guess I could see eyebrows, because at least they're on your face.
Yeah.
But, like, you got to walk around with those.
You know what? I agree with them. Grow your own eyebrows, you stupid fuck. Why would you think that's attractive to write them on there?
First of all, everybody fills in their eyebrows. But,
well, I know, but, like, there's some that, like, legitimately shave it off and then... Right.
Well, that's if they, like, if it look weird or they don't have that much or whatever. I don't know. Because I have eyebrows, so, I mean, they're looking, like, horrible right now. But that's beside... That is... Anyway. I am, like, tangent girl. I can't even string together a coherent sentence. But basically my point is that people are taking this way too seriously, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because it's a game. It's fun. I remember a long time ago, like... I used to get, not butthurt, but, like, I used to, because I'm really competitive.
Yeah.
And I don't like to lose, because, like, even if I know that I'm not good at something, I'll still compete because I'm just a competitor like that. So even if I'm playing a game that's, like, completely foreign to me, like Smash Brothers, I'm still going to try because, you know, like, I might look up and win.
Yeah.
And I remember I used to get so mad because I wouldn't win. I'm like, oh, like, damn it. And then one of my friends said to me long, long, long time ago, was like, dude, it's just a game. Like, you do not have to pay a quarter to play again. We have consoles now.
Yeah.
You know, like, like, this isn't like, you know, a couple of years ago when you had to put your quarter in the washing machine where you're waiting for your mom to, like, fold them damn clothes. Like, you know, you don't have to pay a quarter to play again. So get your life. And it kind of just changed the way I looked at the whole thing. So from then on, like, I mean, I'm still competitive, but I just compete just for the fun of it. I don't get, like, super raged out or anything anymore. I know that they play for, like, competition and it's, like, crucial or whatever. But what Jimmy Kimmel was talking about, literally you're watching other people play the game. You're not even the one playing. Like, I could see if he went after people who are actually gamers and playing games. Then it's like, dude, you don't know, like, this is take skill to, like, learn how to do this, blah, blah, blah. Because I think that's true, because, I mean, like I said, like, Smash Brothers, I can't play. Like, I'm pretty sure some people, like, are beast mode at that game.
Oh, yeah, no. I watch competitive Melee, and it's fucking ridiculous. I get really into it. Like, this is the first time, because I follow it. This is the first time I've ever, like, understood sports fans, because I've never been into sports. I've never had any interest following it. But at work, me and my friend watched competitive Melee, and we just nerd out about it all the time.
That sounds fun, though.
Because there's actually a documentary about competitive Melee, and it's actually incredibly interesting. Highly recommend it. Yeah, it's on YouTube, completely free, made on YouTube. It shows the history of competitive Melee.
I'll send me the link. I'll put it on the podcast page too. Film about somebody if anyone listening wants to watch it.
Yeah, it's really really interesting, because that game has been close to my heart, because I was. I want to say I was in third or fourth grade when I got it, and I just played the fuck out of that game, out of Melee. I played the absolute shit out of it. I would go to school, come home, and just play Melee, and that was just so fun. And to see people pushing that game to its limit, because, you know, I didn't know about any of that, any of the crazy stuff that they do now back then, because there's, like, different techniques that are like wave dashing, basically. I don't know if you've heard of it, but
I heard of it because we talked about it before previously. When I told friend,
yeah,
when I was telling my friend had Smash, and he plays with that boxer dude.
Oh yeah, Little Mac. Yeah, it explains everything too. Like, it explains exactly what wave dashing or DI and all that stuff is.
I remember these kids. I am so like. Well, this is funny because this can segue into our next conversation, because. Old, talking about things that make you feel old.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm talking about, I was in second grade when the second Mortal Kombat came out. But, so, yeah. But I remember playing that game and people playing it and getting super into it and stuff like that. So, I definitely can see, you know, how people watch it. Because, I mean, back then, if we could watch people playing games, you know, we would have. We didn't even.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't even anything like that. Like I said, everyone was still running to the store buying that big ass cheat code book, trying to get some cheat codes.
Yeah.
And now you just look them up on the. Well, first of all, they don't even have cheat codes for games anymore. I'm like, what? So yeah, and even if they did have them, they're on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually haven't noticed that, but until you said something, but yeah, there are no more cheat codes. That's kind of interesting, which I mean,
yeah. Well, because now all the cheaty stuff is DLC. Like, if you want to cheat, they basically give you all that stuff in DLC and make you pay for it. I was bummed out, though, when I played the new Grand Theft, and it didn't have cheat codes.
I guess you have to do mods on PC then to do that.
And it's like, no, I want to be able to push that code and have a tank, like, follow me because I didn't stand out of the street. Like, that was, like, my favorite thing is to, like, get a tank. But I would always forget to move on the sidewalk when you do the code. Because, like, wherever you do the code, it's going to drop down, like, right on your head. So if you're standing in the street, like, that tank literally is going to, like, fall on top of your head and kill your character.
Damn.
But, yeah, they don't have...
Yeah, that's always, like, everybody's favorite memory from Grand Theft Auto is just, like, having those moments where you just go crazy and destroy everything, go on a rampage. Yeah. That's always fun to do in every Grand Theft Auto at least once.
Yeah, my favorite thing, though, actually, was driving around listening to the commercials.
Those are pretty funny.
Because they were just hilarious. Like, the commercials are so funny, and then they had, like, this talk radio on, like, I think on... From 3 on, they had, like, a talk radio show. But the one on Vice City was just hilarious. That one was just so funny. And even now, the ones that I heard on the new one, it's just, like, they stab at everything, you know? Like,
oh, I bet.
They take stabs at everything. So, to me, it's kind of like in the same vein as Jimmy Kimmel, where you can't really take this stuff too seriously.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think people... want to censor everything now. Like, you can't say anything without someone getting offended.
Yeah.
And so I just wish that hadn't got erased because, like, this is just another instance of, like, PC policing trying to control what people say. It's just out of control. It's ridiculous.
That kind of reminds me of, I was listening to Sunday School, which is podcast done by Penn Jillette. And I don't know if Teller does it because, I don't know. Do you know who I'm talking about when I say Penn Jillette?
And yeah, Penn Teller. From Penn and Teller.
Yeah.
I own the TV.
I was making sure because not everybody watches those shows. But yeah.
Come on, Drew. you know I'm up on it.
No, that's very true. But yeah, so he was talking about how they did this magic trick where essentially like somebody goes into the water and they try to escape the water cage. We've all seen it. And yeah. That told a story about how this old lady basically like came up to them after the show, was just like, yeah, I really enjoyed your show. It was great. I had to get out of the water scene though because my son died, but it's all good. That wasn't a you thing. That was me. There's no way you can know about that. And obviously you can't stop doing a trick because of some random experience that happened to me. Loved your show. Don't worry about it. Gonna come next time. It's like, why can't everybody be like that? Why can't everybody think logically about it and be like, oh, they're not actually, you know, it's not as big of a, like, people because almost feel like they're getting attacked all the time.
Yeah, because everybody thinks that they're some special snowflake.
Yeah.
And that whatever they think and they feel and their whatever is 10 times greater than anyone else's, you know. And it's always about the most inconsequential things ever.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even about anything that matters. Like, anything that matters, they're just like, oh, well, hey, what can you do? It's life. Yeah. Right. You know, but you know, you'll go to the max for some dumb shit, but for something that actually matters, something that can actually change lives or make a difference, then it's just kind of like, well, it doesn't have anything to do with me, so.
That's why I really respect Gilbert Gottfried, who I also listen to his podcast all the time, but like, he seriously does not give a fuck. It's really hilarious. Like, he'll be hired to do a little kid show and will realize that it isn't going the way he wants. So he's like, fuck it. If I'm going to bomb, I'm going to bomb dirty. It will just tell like horrible dick jokes in front of little kids when he's bombing it. He just doesn't care. Or he used to be the Aflac duck. And then he tweeted about Japan when they were doing the tsunami thing. And then he got dropped. And he still didn't give a fuck. He even made a joke. I forgot. It was something along the lines of, yes, I guess somewhere along the time, Affleck forgot I was a comedian, you know. Like, even after getting fired from something he got a lot of money from, he was still like, whatever, I'm still going to do me, you know. And he's a millionaire, so he's kind of made a living telling people to fuck off, I'm going to do me.
Yeah, that's kind of like what happened to Bill Maher after 9/11.
Oh yeah.
When he was on Politically Incorrect, and it wasn't even him that said it; it was someone else that said it. And then he got like, you know, he commented basically on what he piggybacked on somebody else's comment, and got totally railroaded for it. That's how he ended up on HBO, which was better for him anyway.
Oh yeah, no, that's the funny part is like you see it at the time, you're like, damn, his career is over. But actually, he's so successful now.
I know.
Good for good reason. I like real time.
I do too.
I think Bill Maher can be kind of like a little ridiculous sometimes, but at the same time, I like that it's coming from that perspective. Like, you know, it's annoying to hear a religious person be ridiculous and say ridiculous things, but it's kind of nice to see an atheist like say ridiculous things sometimes. It's like nice to see the other side. And he's, in my opinion, I don't think he's as crazy as like radical religious people. Like, I think so.
Oh no. I mean, I like Bill Maher. I mean, I don't, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can respect what he's saying, even if I don't like, see, and that's the thing.
It takes balls.
I feel like a lot of people don't do. Yeah. I feel like I can hear what you're saying. I respect what you're saying. I see where you're coming from. I don't necessarily have to agree with you to understand and respect your point. And I feel like a lot of times people are like, oh, no, it's my way. You have to see it this way. And if it's not this way, that means it's wrong. And it's like, no, that's not how it goes.
Yeah.
Like, there's 6 billion people on the planet. Do you think we're all going to agree?
Yeah. No. And I honestly think if we all agree, life would be so fucking boring. Like, it doesn't always feel that way. Like, sometimes you legitimately get mad at somebody that you disagree with. But, like, at the end of the day, imagine if everybody agree with each other. We're all just soundboards. That would be so fucking boring.
Yeah, that's what I had to
tell. I'd rather be mad than bored.
Exactly. I had to tell a friend of mine that. It's like, you know, because we're kind of opposites in personality, temperament, kind of everything. And it's like, if everyone I knew was like me all the time, that would be so boring.
It would be.
You know, like that. And first of all, that would, I don't even know how a conversation would go on, because if I, like, that's why I'm so glad I'm not a twin, because, like, I would have had to, like, offer her something, because, like, we wouldn't have been able to cope with. It's a reason why I'm single, solo, because that twin thing wouldn't have worked for me. But if everyone was the same, like, there would be no variety, there would be no difference, there would be nothing about, like, if I feel like you could always learn something from someone, even if they're totally different from you, you don't have anything in common, you still can learn something from that person.
Yeah.
A lot of people see, oh, if that person's different, that means they're a threat. And I don't believe that. I feel like people's differences are what make us unique. I like that about people. I like the fact that I can be, you know, like loud and kind of crazy, and some of my friends are not, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, most of them are, but...
I bet.
but you're not.
Well, that's good. The problem, too, is the whole sensitivity thing is made so much worse. The fact that the internet is there and everybody can give instant feedback through... Yep. And I want to say this word, but I'm getting tongue-tied, but I'm going to try it. Through you can do it now.
Anonymity.
Yes, anonymity. There we go. I did it. Drew learned how to speak good.
Drew can't speak.
Because I mean, like, it'd be one thing if you actually got to, like, I mean, not everybody's anonymous, but even then, like, you're technically anonymous if, like, somebody lives on another state. And like says, I don't like what Evan Sanderson from North Dakota said about this. It's like, what are you gonna do about that? You obviously don't know them. You're obviously not gonna see them if you're states away.
Unless you get some internet bro that's like, y'all come to your house and like pick you up, and it's like, okay. So I had somebody do that to me when I used to play Uncharted online, Uncharted 2 when it came out, and I would like just go around like just mayheming on people, and people would always get mad. Like, I don't know why they rage out, like, when they find out you're a girl. So I wouldn't say anything. So, like, I wouldn't say anything, like, on the, like, headphone or anything. Because, like, as soon as you say you're a girl, like, it's always shenanigans. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say anything. But, like, my screen name, it was obvious, like, a guy wouldn't pick that. So I would get, I don't know how many messages that were just like, bitch, I'm going to come to your house and do all this stuff and whatever, and it was just like, you show up at my door,
yeah,
good, you're gonna regret it.
Good fucking luck. Good.
I was like, and you're gonna come to California, all right?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I love how, like, some people do actually get scared about that shit, and it's like, that's so, like, you drive to work and not bat an eye, but you're scared of, like, talking shit to somebody on a game and you think they're going to fly and kill you. Like, you're way more likely to die in a car crash driving to work than the game. But that's the thing that's going to kill you.
Well, because what they do, they'll, like, dox you or something. Like, yeah, you're really going to do all this for some rando on the internet?
Yeah. So that's pretty sad.
Yeah. Yeah, either you, A, clearly have mental problems that started way before you met me. Or B, which is more likely, you're just talking shit and you're not going to do anything.
Yeah, that's the most likely scenario. People are way more likely to not do anything for the most part.
Well, have you had your fair share of people threatening to come beat you up on the internet?
On the internet, no. That's pretty much never happened. Because I never really, like... Yeah, I never really, like... No, I've never really done anything to, like, garner that type of attention. Or are you talking about, like, in an online game or something?
like, just in online anywhere in general, have anyone ever threatened to like come beat you up?
No, not really. I mean, I've joked about it where I've been like, I remember playing Call of Duty one time and just being like fake arguing with this person, and the person was fake arguing back. Like, we weren't actually mad. We both knew we were both kidding. And like, just being like, actually giving each other our addresses and be like, all right, we're going to meet.
Yeah.
Just because we knew we had no intention of that. But yeah, I can't think of anything. I mean, if I do, I'll tell you. But yeah, I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
Oh, look at you all mild mannered on the internet.
Well, I mean, the most vicious I ever got is when I played League of Legends or Modern Warfare 2 Call of Duty. And League of Legends was probably the worst because there's just like something about that game that just like just pisses me off like no other. Because like the community is pretty bad, and like there's just a lot of dumb people that play that game. So I would just like,
I ran into like a League of Legends dude not too long ago, and like that, like every topic went back to League of Legends. Like, he couldn't have a conversation.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me about that. Yeah.
Like, it was everything. It would be like, oh, yeah, look, I'm drinking this wine. You know, on League of Legends, like, what? So, yeah, I was like, oh, you're scaring me.
That's a little concerning.
Yeah, I was just like, my friend and I were just looking at each other like, what nest of crazy did we just walk into?
What the fuck?
It was like slowly back away. Like yeah, that person was weird.
They sound fucking weird.
Well, yeah, and then the guy was all, yeah, he like quit his job to play League of Legends or some shenanigans, or he has more time to play now that he doesn't have to work. And I was like, well, must be nice.
What about money? I would have just been like, did you ask him?
Well, he was a trust fund baby, so, you know.
Oh, so he has, like, money stashed away, I guess.
Mommy and daddy are footing the bill, and it's just kind of like, oh, you know, oh, fuck a job.
Oh, sorry.
Don't die on me, Drew.
I'll try. I choked on water, so I don't know how lethal that is. So if I'm not alive, you know who did it. It was the water.
Yeah. Please no, because I'm sorry. If you pass out, I'm going to have to revert to my state, so when the police question me, I'm not gonna know anything. That's just default for black people. I don't know what happened. I had these glasses on the entire time. Like, I didn't even see him. I don't know what happened.
What's your name? I don't know.
I don't know my name.
Would you like to know?
I don't pig? Know. I don't know. I'm not trying to get shot. Don't shoot me.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know.
I honestly feel like that's why I've gotten away with only warnings. The only times I've been pulled over by the cops is because I look like a mild mannered white dude.
Yeah, I got pulled over once, but I mean, he was fine. I got a ticket, but
he was fine. We got coffee. It was cool. Still got the ticket though. The fuck.
No, I mean, well, one time a cop hit on me.
I was literally just about to say, you should have shown him some skin to get out of that ticket.
Well, actually, at that time, it was funny because I was going to work when I was still in Texas, actually. And I was like 5 minutes away from my job. Like, I was right on Bell Street. And I'm like, yo, bro, like, I'm 5 minutes away from work. Like, I just went home because I was having, like, a lady's emergency. And so I was like, bro, like, really? Don't do this to me.
Yeah.
And he gave me a ticket. I was like, you're a dick.
Ah.
But one time out here before, like, a cop was, like, arresting somebody. And then the cop was all like, yeah, what's your name? I'm like, bro, like, you're arresting. Like, no. No. I'm not totally going to. No. I'm not going to date you right now. No.
So what's I? Once I take away this perp and get off work, you want to do something tonight?
Yeah, like, no, get out of here. I was definitely like, nah, bro. Like, we are totally not friends right now. Like, we're totally not friends. So, and then I saw him later, like, I was on the other side of town, and I saw him, and he was all waving at me, like, hey. And I was just kind of like, no.
I wonder if like anybody's like been married to a cop and like the cop like is a cop in that area. Do they do that? Do they let you be a cop in the place that you live?
No, I don't think so.
I was about to say. Well, either way, this still works.
They might. Excuse me. They might not. I think they place you wherever they need people. Generally, I think what you get, and then some people eventually move into that area because then it's just quicker commute and.
Yeah.
You know, like not all the time, but like sometimes.
Well, either way, I wonder if there's ever been a situation where the spouse is a cop. The other person's driving and they're speeding and they get pulled over by their spouse. I wonder if that's.
Well, as soon as they see the plates, they'll know who it is.
Oh, yeah. Just be like, I'm an idiot. I make it sound like there's like an impenetrable like wall hiding someone's identity or like they don't know their own spouse's color of their car.
Or their license plate number.
I would pull them over as a joke then.
I'm pretty sure they'll do something like that.
I'm sorry, I wasn't even speeding. Oh, you're a dick.
And just drive off.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
License and registration, ma'am.
Be like, fuck you, cop.
That would be hilarious. Like somebody like sees it and doesn't know the people are just like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, some randos were watching it, but they were recorded. Like, look at her.
Yeah.
She just dissed that cop and got away.
Sorry, I'm coughing like a bitch. Man, just, I get...
Man up, Drew.
I accidentally not swallow water right, and then it all just falls apart. Just mean I'm getting old.
Yeah. You gotta say it with your chest, Drew.
God damn it.
Yeah. Say it with your chest. Drink okay, more the problem.
It's not the water that's making me cough. It's
the cigarettes.
the addiction to black tar heroin. I actually don't even like if somebody gave me black tar heroin, I would be literally clueless as to how to like do that. So, yeah.
You just anyway. Not that I know. Anyway. Oh my god. No,
so we can legally get in trouble for you putting. Instructions on how to ingest black tar on the internet.
I don't know how to do heroin, okay?
God damn it. That's what you should label this episode. How to do heroin.
You know what?
Black tar heroin.
I would rather not have, like, you know, FBI or somebody beat down my door.
They'll be a pansy.
Yeah, no. And then they're going to punch me in the face for having a big booty TV. So I don't. No, not even that. They're gonna beat me up when they see my TV in here. They're gonna be like, "Your TV still has a booty." So that's booty. What I'm gonna get. Yeah, well, that's what I call it. Okay, you know how like back in the day the TVs had that lump in the back with all the stuff in it.
Yeah.
So I call those big booty TVs.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. I wonder if that makes us seem old. I wonder if there's like a bunch of kids that are like,
oh, there you go.
TVs were that big. They had junk in the trunk.
Yeah, TVs had junk in the trunk.
Those were such a pain to move. God damn.
Yeah, that's why it's still in here.
My last big booty TV. Now I'm going to start using that. it had this problem. Where, for whatever reason, when you first turned it on, everybody's head would look giant.
Oh, you had alien head. Yeah. I had that.
Yeah.
I had that on my TV. That's what I used to call it.
Well, the heads would look enormous, but the longer you watched it, it's weird.
It eventually goes to kind of normal size.
Like, it never, you can never see it happen. You just finish watching your show, like, oh, it looks normal now. Like, you didn't even see it.
Yeah, so this was even before that. This was like 2003-ish. I still had a big booty TV. But it was like one of those ones that was flat screen on the front, big booty in the back, like when they first start doing flat screen stuff. And so for some reason, I don't know how it got messed up. Like that TV blew out like two PlayStation 3s. it was bad. But it got alien head, And so you'd be watching something and their heads would be super alien and then they would shrink down to like cone head and then they would get normal. So, yeah.
How does the TV blow up PlayStations?
Well, I think it has something to do with the wiring in our house.
Oh.
Because my grandfather was one of those people that was like, oh, let me fix this. And it's like, yeah, I have a book. I can do electricity. You know, he was totally like, you know, one of those people. And then it was like, now when you flush the toilet, the lights turn out. So it was always that, kind of a scenario where it was fixed, but not really. So for some reason, when people would, cause like my friends and stuff would bring like their games over, like bring their consoles.
Yeah.
And like they would plug their thing into the wall and then just shoot.
Wow. That sucks.
But luckily my friend had like a warranty and he was like, I don't know what happened to my PlayStation. It just never worked. And he just got a new one.
Nice. That would have sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened to my cousin, too. I think his dad ended up just buying him a new one. But, I mean, it was kind of funny when it happened to him, because, yeah, whatever.
Just fuck.
Yeah, pretty much. I was sad when it happened to my friend, though, but I wasn't sad when it happened to my cousin.
Yeah, I'd feel horrible. I'd be like, I just broke my friend's shit.
Yeah, but, yeah. My uncle, I was like, eh. I was just like, oh, you kind of a douche, so whatever.
Yeah.
But my friend, I was super bummed. I was super bummed about my friend. But then, like, my friend got his replaced, like, right away. So it wasn't a big deal. But, yeah, that TV definitely was RIP in consoles.
God damn.
Yeah, but interestingly enough, Super Nintendo never fails you.
I swear, some of those Super Nintendos seem indestructible.
They are. I threw mine at the wall. Like, when I was raging out one day. Like, I used to be raging hardcore. Anyway. So, I threw it at the wall. And, like, a piece of, like, a little triangle of it came out. It still worked, though. Like, it still worked fine. Like, it still worked. Until, like, the day I boxed it up when I went to college. It still worked.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what happened to the box, but... You know, because I was in Texas, but when I boxed it up, it was perfectly fine. All the games intact, everything working. I have no clue where it is now, though.
Isn't that the one where the Secret of Mana was, came out on? The Super Nintendo.
I don't think I played that game.
I'm actually insanely curious.
I played, like I said, Mortal Kombat for my jam, Castlevania. Play like Star Wars, like Return of the Jedi, and I heard that they're gonna be putting that game on the Darth Vader console.
Wait, Darth Vader console
for the PS4?
Oh, huh.
Yeah, they're making a Darth Vader edition.
Oh, is it for the new Battlefront game?
Yeah, I think so.
That's kind of cool.
No, there's no kind of about it. It's cool, and I want it so bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need that.
Christmas.
Yeah, no. Unless I know somebody that's going to spend some money on
ask Black Jesus for it.
He doesn't work. He ain't been working lately. Who do you ask? I'm going to switch over to yours. Puerto Rican Jesus.
Yeah, he's a stingy bastard, but he'll take care of you.
Oh, really?
Have you heard of that show, Black Jesus?
Yes.
I want to see it. No, I haven't seen it, but it looks funny.
It's funny in the fact that it's utterly ridiculous. So that's what makes it hilarious. God.
Is the premise of the show that he's actually Black Jesus, or he thinks...
Yes. No. The people think he's, like, just some rando dude. Like, dude, you're not Jesus. Like, get out of here. You know, like, all the people, like, only, like, this one family believes that he's, like, Black Jesus. And everybody else is, like, just like, oh, who's this nigga? Like, what? So they're just, like, they're not feeling his judge at all. But the one family, like, and he kind of, like, kicks it with them and it just helps them get out. It's, like, They were trying to plant some tomatoes in the episode I saw. And so, like, Black Jesus did something to the ground to, like, make it fertile. And he told them, like, don't give anybody's tomatoes that you don't want, like, around you or something. Because they had, like, some kind of love potion in it. So she gave it to this dude that was, like, getting on her nerves. And so then he started stalking her. It was a weird episode. But from what I saw, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I figured it would be at least decent since it's made by the same guy that did the Boondocks.
I love them. Now that is hilarious.
Oh yeah, that shit is funny. If you,
I love the Boondocks.
Just know,
I think that show.
Just know, people that are listening, that it pokes.
Oh,
you never
yes.
heard of it, which I don't know why you wouldn't have, but if you ever heard of it. It makes fun of Black culture a lot. So if you're not into that.
Yeah, but it does it to me. And see, this is why I
not
like things
way,
like
though.
The Boondocks. Because it pokes fun at Black culture's own hypocrisy in a way.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I love that. And it forces people to kind of like take an introspective look at things.
Yeah.
Like BET got super mad. Like when the BET episode came out. Like that's why the show got like shut down for a while, because BET was not having it. Like BET
so
like went is. After them like hardcore. Because in the episode, basically, the Boondocks accuses BET of putting on garbage to like keep people in a cycle of like not really, like, you know, they have a television that's for Black people. Instead of like educating them, they're showing them like booty shaking videos and stuff.
Yeah.
So, which was true. I mean, they weren't lying. You know, so, but they were just saying, like, it's owned by this white corporation and they're just using it to keep people stupid. And so, like, yeah, BET didn't like that at all. I was like, ooh, hit a little too close to the chest, did they?
I think I might have seen that episode and forgot about it, but yeah, that's, yeah. that's hilarious. I didn't know that caused that, but,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my favorite one, though, is the Itis, I think. Did you see
that
one?
That sounds familiar.
It's basically about gentrification, because like they have this neighborhood that's kind of sort of decent, but it's like a bunch of Black people in it. And so the guy opens a restaurant and like all these burgers, like when people eat these burgers, they get addicted to them. So then everybody got, the neighborhood gets super run down and people be selling the burgers on the street. Like, yo, I got that burger. And it's like a whole bunch of crackheads. Well, they're not crackheads because it ain't crack, but basically they like cracking for burgers. And so they go, come on, man, I just need one more cheeseburger. Like they just be super cracked out. And so the restaurants just end up like becoming like a crack den and it's a hot mess. And then the guy ends up selling it to like this white conglomerate businessman. And then that's basically what they wanted the whole time, so they could just get all the land. Because, you know, since it got all dilapidated and run down, nobody wanted to live there.
Oh.
So they could buy the land for cheap and then just build it back up. So it was a lot for a cartoon, but it was very well done.
Is that the same as the same white guy that's in a lot of them, that's like super rich and has that shithead of a son?
Yes, yes,
that acts Black.
Yes.
I love that family. I love the old guy and his son.
Yeah, it was him.
He's so fucked up though, but he's so accurate to how like really rich white people are.
That show's accurate about a lot of things. That show
really is, because I mean, like, it makes fun of both. Like, it makes fun of white people and Black people.
It just makes fun of culture and how people relate to each other in this country. In a, like, it's very real. I mean, you look at it on the show and you're like, oh my gosh, that's so ridiculous. But
yeah.
In reality, that's how we interact. So I guess it's kind of saying, like, that's really the ridiculous thing, is how we interact with one another. It is ridiculous. So I think that show, I love that show. I'm sad that they didn't really get a long run. I mean, I guess they have like 4 or 5 seasons, but I mean, that show could have been around like The Simpsons, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, it absolutely could. I just feel like the guy who created it wanted to explore other stuff like Black Jesus.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that takes a lot of dedication to do The Simpsons.
And also too, that show just has so much controversy.
You know,
and sometimes after a while, you're just kind of like, all right, I'm just going to do something else. Because like, people aren't trying to get what I'm trying to do. Because even with the comic strip, when it first started out as a comic strip, people had problems with it.
Yeah, I actually remember that when before the show came out, the comic strip. Mm-hmm. So did the guy that created Aaron Gruber actually like create the comic book too? Or did he base the show off the comic book? Or comic, you know what I mean, comics.
They based the characters off the comic strip, yes.
Oh, okay. So
but he was still involved.
Okay. Huh. Mm-hmm. That's fun. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, speaking of old comic strips, I'm just dating myself all over this thing. Yeah, Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat comic strips. Big booty TVs. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a perfect segue into things that make you feel old.
Yeah, makes me feel old that somebody born in 2000 is either 15 or 14 now. Most of them are 15.
That's so weird.
It is weird. It's like, oh, shit. So I was...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird to think of. It's also weird, like... When you hear about people that, like, have date somebody with a 20-year age gap, so it's like, fuck, if I did that, that means the person that I'm going to marry is
born. Not born yet.
Or is, like, a 2-year-old. And that'd be fucked up to go up and be like, I'm going to marry her in, like, 20 years.
I was thinking about that the other day.
I'm not counting on that by any means. I'm just saying that's weird if you actually think about it like that.
Yeah, no, I actually was thinking about that the other day because I was watching some show and she was telling the chick, like, the love of your life may have not even been, like, born yet or some shenanigans. And I just was thinking, like, dang, that's so weird. Like, if I marry somebody that's not even born yet, like
yeah,
mind blown.
That's fucked.
Yeah. But then I'd be all Cougar Town, though. I'd be around.
So. Well, I mean, I'm sure there are some people that are legitimately happy, so I definitely wouldn't, like, do that.
Yeah.
I just feel like that'd be hard, because it's like, that's just a generation gap. Like,
it depends on some people's personalities. So, like, I have some friends that are older, but, like, one of my friends is, like, in her 60s, but she, like, to me, like, her spirit, her personality is like she's 20.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, and she usually attracts, like, younger people towards her. So, even, like, in relationships. So, yeah. It's funny that, so, I guess I do, too. Like, I tend to attract younger people, but,
You're young at heart. I mean, you're still young.
Damn.
What? I said you're still young.
After you said I was young at heart, douche.
You know what I meant.
That's fine. I'll be the old bitch on the block. Okay.
That's okay. Well, I must go. So, okay. Thanks, motherfuckers, for listening. And, go away.